I've been in Los Angeles for about 6 months now, and it still amazes me how most people here always complain. They complain about the expense, the bad neighborhoods, the fact that they can't meet their friends because they live so far away, the traffic, and of course there's the public transportation issue. Then I heard about the historic Union Station. So I went to see what it was like. And walking into the old building feels like going back in time.
Union Station was an attempt to bring all the trains that were coming in operated by different railroad operators into one building.
That's Tara Thomas. I met her a few weeks ago. She runs Tracks, which has been a staple of Union Station for the past 18 years. Today, Tara's taking me on a tour of the station.
And it was very much hustle and bustle until after the war, when train travel was sacrificed for airline travel and the automobile. So it did fall into a period of decay for many, many years.
Unlike other stations, it isn't very crowded. There aren't too many people passing through, and relatively few people waiting.
So this really is, for an active commuter station, rather quiet. Where do you want to start? In the beginning.
Yes.
This is the old ticketing hall, which originally was where people would come in, and you can just see from the volume of the space and the number of ticket counters how busy this place was when it first opened. And a lot of that was people going off to war and coming in and out.
The long, idle space makes me a little uncomfortable. It's a little too quiet. But there's no denying the extravagance and beauty of its architecture. High up on the ceiling are mosaic acoustic tiles and majestic chandeliers. I wonder at the light that shines through the arched windows. It looks tinted, almost sepia, as if I were in a Western. Speaking of cowboys and Westerns, across the arcade from the ticketing hall is the Harvey House restaurant.
Let's walk over to the Fred Harvey restaurant.
It's named after Fred Harvey, Tara tells me.
Fred Harvey was an amazing restaurateur and entrepreneur. He ran all the food service on the trains. Also been credited with civilizing the West because he had very strict rules, and he brought beautiful women out, the Harvey girls as represented in the movie. And they all lived in dormitories. They had very specific look to them. They all had to wear their uniforms. They were all very well supervised, but they brought books out and culture to all these cowboys, and the cowboys needed wives, and these ladies were all imported from the East Coast. So it became a hot place to go look at beautiful women and perhaps find a wife and have a great meal too. All the service had to be done so quickly because people were here on layovers for their trains. So you were in and out in, 45 minutes, to the point that when you were served coffee, there was a certain way that if the coffee cup was turned one way with the handle facing to the left or to the right, it was what kind of coffee you wanted, with cream or not.
That classic Spanish, the arches over there.
Yes.
Which is very unlike what I've seen in the other places.
Because this was a different architect that designed this restaurant. She designed everything from the tile work to the china patterns. So this is where you would come just to have a cocktail, and if you just wanted to drink and mingle. It's designed to kind of look like a rail car, but with the undulating walls and the round booths, gives a little more open space. And let me show you some of my favorite detailing are the bubble glass here, which is evocative, once again, of celebration and elegance.
When did it shut down, you said?
1969. So it has been vacant for that long. This is one of my favorite rooms. The niches and the old stained glass in here. There are grapes and a martini glass. The attention to detail, I just imagine people were having power meetings back in this room. It was a private room. And then if we can get in, this is the kitchen. So you can imagine how many meals they've served today. It's almost scary and haunting to look in, but imagine this place filled with, there must have been 75 cooks in here.
The door at the back of the kitchen leads to a landscape of trees and benches. Tara and I sit down. On one side of us is a homeless lady with a cart full of plastic bags. On the other side, a young couple sits back to back, reading their books.
This was the gateway to California. So you're taking the train from Chicago and it's freezing cold. And you walk into this beautiful vista with blue skies and palm trees and pepper trees and rose gardens and birds of paradise. And then you look out and you can see City Hall across the way. So this is how so many people were first exposed to California, and who would ever want to leave after that?
She points towards a decorated fountain.
These are all public art installations, which oddly enough, my mother was the art consultant on, as well as what is now known as Union Station East, which was also known as Gateway, where the most of the metro traffic hubs are. So I guess Union Station's been in my blood for a while. Everything has been taken care of with a great deal of love here. And you have to be a pretty passionate person about this building to have survived 18 years of its ups and downs and highs and lows. And now just watching it really blossom.
Even though Angelenos are not big fans of their city's public transit, Union Station is nothing to be ashamed of. This year marks its 75th anniversary, and it remains an iconic and indispensable landmark. So much more than a train station, it's a piece of history, and a beautiful one at that.